Craig and Scott on RadioSlot.com. Welcome to our show. We are a podcast that mashes together pop culture, current events, and anything else we can think of. And if you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott with three T's. This show today, sponsored by your friend in the solar business, Alex Garnfeld. Electricity rates are going up like everything else, and it's insane. Go energy independent and save money by going solar. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a consultation and free quote. Energy costs going up at least 10% a year. Here in California, we're looking at a 22% increase very soon. So now's the time. Alex is your partner dealer from Solar Energy Partners. Call today, 925-791-1776, and put money back in your pocket. 925-791-1776. And tell Alex that Drake and Scott sent you.
Yes, and not Gavin.
Yes, definitely not Gavin.
I mean, indirectly, Gavin sent him.
Well, I suppose, yeah. If it wasn't for certain rubbish policies, yeah, we wouldn't be in this position. And, of course, it works out great for somebody like Alex, who can help you save money by installing solar panels on your roof. So give him a call. Tell him Drake and Scott sent you, and he will take care of you. How you doing, Scott? We're coming off of a big holiday. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
All right.
Yeah, I had a great time. But I'm still thinking about this solar energy thing. Because it's got me all triggered with the whole PG&E and Gavin and the whole thing. And I heard you say in the slot right there, mm-hmm. we can put more money back in our pockets.
Yes.
Which I love.
Right.
But I'm thinking it's going to cost me money no matter what, right?
Yeah.
And even, I know Alex is going to save us money. But even if it didn't, I think I got an argument. I would rather give my money to Alex than to Gavin.
That's a good point.
Because when I pay PG&E, they're going to overcharge me, mm-hmm. and then they're going to write him fat checks,
right?
So that he can let them continue to do whatever they want,
right?
I'm giving Alex my money.
Okay.
So
you want his phone number?
I think I have it.
Okay.
I heard it read twice. So. So yeah, no. And after this vacation, I need to save some money because, man, we spent it.
What did you do?
We flew. We went on vacation.
Okay.
You got to see. I loaded everybody on.
Do you want to say where, or do you want to keep that on the QT?
It was sunny and wonderful.
Okay.
Never got below 67 in the middle of the night. Got up into the 80s right next to the pool that I was at in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
So mahalo and aloha.
Well, we stayed home. Went out to my mother's place. It was the first time since her cancer treatment that she's cooked Thanksgiving dinner, so it was very nice, and it was very quiet, and yeah, we had a very nice time. So, but back to the grind today.
Yeah, I took in some solar by the pool.
Just direct
soaking
sun.
It in.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to work on my vitamin D levels and all that.
Well, over the 4-day weekend, my wife wanted me to go take the comforter on our bed, take it to a laundromat to get cleaned. And I thought, well, why don't we just take it to the dry cleaner? And she's like, well, then we'll be without it for 3 days. And I've never used a laundromat before, so it was a little confusing. So that's just to tease what we have to talk about. Brian gets confused in a laundromat. Then later, my wife and I almost had a fight over her present. So we can talk about that. We got Travis Kelce under fire for old tweets where he was fat shaming and claiming NFL cheerleaders need to pass a beauty standard. It's gloriously funny. And the reaction from Swifties is probably not what you would expect. We got a bunch of people, i.e. liberals, leaving Texas. And my Irish cousins are raising hell in old Dublin town.
Yes.
That's very good.
Is that my buddy Connor?
Yeah, him too.
Okay, we'll get to him.
Yeah, and maybe we'll get to this one, maybe we won't. I think it's kind of ironic. It's a former Obama administration official under fire and under arrest, actually, for harassing a Palestinian food vendor on the street, somewhere in New York City, I believe. Very much out of bounds, all on video, and if we get to that today, we can play a little bit, and you can see just how off the rails this guy went, and it's kind of unfortunate. Usually, we start off with a crazy on the way. Do you have anything from this morning? Or
you know, I was the vacation. I'm rested. And I thought I'm off to do the show, and I have an alternative route that I take to get here because the original route just was driving me nuts. Too many stoplights, and you're sitting there. So, anyways, I was feeling good today, and the car was parked a different direction. I thought, you know, I'll try the original route just to see. I mean, maybe I was wrong, right? Nope, I was right. Sitting at lights, nobody's crossing any direction.
Yeah.
There's nobody walking in the crosswalks. And there's cars in like five or six waiting, holding patterns with nothing happening. So we're subject to these timers and stuff.
Yep.
And I wonder how much that drives traffic into residential areas because people just find alternative routes.
I'm sure it does. It does enough that sometimes you see signs saying, you know, don't go through here if you don't live here, or that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, maybe I'm just a grumpy old man and everybody else is okay with sitting at lights and wasting time. Just seems like sitting in the car is the least productive way of time spent.
Exactly.
So, I'm just a grumpy old man.
Well, I had similar delays. I took what I thought was the faster route to get here today, and I wound up in more traffic than usual. Caused because of some road work that has been going on Stanley Boulevard now for almost a year, when the road washed out during the big storms we had back in March, April. And they still haven't fixed it. And it's like, what's taking so long? You know, you fill in the dirt and repave the road, and nothing. So it's still, you know, but
I think the one variable in that we can control is remembering that there's a reason we stopped taking the original routes here.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to stop second guessing.
Yeah, that. We need to take the ones that we know are going to be much more efficient, even if it's a little bit longer and takes a little bit more time. At least it won't be. I mean, it was a toss up with the delays. I could have gone the other way and still would have been here at the usual time. So
yeah. Anyway. Oh, hey, I just remembered. I wanted to congratulate you.
For what?
Happy Cyber Monday.
Okay.
It's Cyber Monday, man.
Oh.
All across the world.
I see.
It's the day where you, whatever you didn't get on Good Friday, well, not Good Friday. Black Friday. Whatever you didn't get then and didn't get on Saturday, you can go online today.
Okay.
Pay the same price you would have paid any other time.
Right.
You can feel like you're getting a discount because it's Cyber Monday.
Right on. Okay. Well, that's...
The marketing will have you again.
Okay. Speaking of which, of going online and buying things, that's a good segue into my almost argument with my wife. So it's a bit of a this does not involve a Christmas present. This involves her anniversary present from back in August, which I didn't forget to get. It was just she said what she told. Well, I kind of forgot to get it. I guess that's the way.
You're not talking your way out of this one. She's not even here, and you can't get through.
I'm just trying to think of the tomfoolery and hijinks that led us to where we were at. I think it was because she didn't know what she wanted. She would get back to me. She didn't get back to me for a couple of weeks. Then she did. Then I forgot. Then she reminded me. Then it's like, you know, this whole thing. So over the weekend, she's like, she's on the computer and she says, here's what I want for my anniversary gift. And it was a bike rack for her bicycle.
Sure.
And I said, that's great. Email me that and I will get it for you. And she just hits me with, I'm not picking out my own present, Brian. This is what I, you know, you're gonna have to go to Amazon and find one either just like this or, you know, and surprise me, even though she's, you know, she knows what she's getting. And it's like, well, what's wrong with the one you're looking at right there? She says, well, I want you to pick it out. And it just almost became this whole big thing. And,
so she picked it out, but didn't want to pick it out.
Exactly. And it's just, female logic. It's like, get me this, but don't get me this.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I've decided I'm not going to use Amazon. I'm just going to go to the sporting goods place and pick one out there. And
Did you go on Black Friday?
No.
Yeah. Did you leave the house on Black Friday?
Yes, and that gets me into my other embarrassing story. I had to take the comforter to go get it washed. And I picked a laundromat. I thought it was going to, you know, big thick comforter. I thought it was going to take all day. So it's like I picked the laundromat across the street from my church because I know the pastor. And I was like, I can put the thing in the laundry machine, go to the church, sit outside and smoke a cigar, go back and put it in the dryer and you know. And there was a hamburger stand there too, so I can get lunch if I want to. I mean, it was going to be the, you know, I expected to be there all day. I'm going to plan it out just perfectly. Well, I get to the laundromat and there's all these big, you know, industrial sized machines. I thought, oh, this is great. And everything's wide open. I'm just going to chuck this in and be done with it. So I put it in the machine and I'm looking, okay, well, I put the coins in and I'm like, well, where's the soap go? I'm like, oh, this is a dryer.
Oh, good job.
Whoops. So it's like, okay, well, there goes those quarters. And I take it out and I finally find the proper washing machine. And then it's like, where's the soap go? And it's like, oh, the soap goes here. And then it's like, oh, I forgot soap.
Wow. Wow.
So there was a soap vending machine at this place. So I got a little box of Tide, you know, and took care of business, set the machine for a half hour, went to smoke my cigar, came back, took it out, put it in the proper dryer this time, another half hour, finished my cigar, and then took everything home. Instead of being there all day, it was only like an hour and a half. So that actually worked out to be pretty good.
So this episode brought to you by the local laundromat.
Yeah, I guess. But the whole process of like, oh, this is a dryer. You know, I almost, you know, it was a good thing I forgot the soap because I would have put a bunch of soap in the dryer and then we really would have had a problem.
Man, I wish that was our story. That would have been fun.
That'd well, be great. The other funny part was there was this young Vietnamese lady who must have been doing the laundry for like six households. And she was shuffling between the tables and the machines and pushing this big metal cart around, you know, moving things here and there. And every time I turn around, this woman's bearing down on me like she's trying to knock me over. So it was like, you know, they go, you know, move over here. Whoa, over there, you know, and she's zipping by and just...
Got a cardio workout as well.
That too, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Good job.
So I
tried not to go anywhere Black Friday or... is there a name for Saturday? Does Saturday have
Small Business Saturday.
You're supposed to do your local business.
You're supposed to, shop small there.
Yeah, I almost didn't leave my house at all. So we do Thanksgiving on Friday with our family. So okay. I was at home on Black Friday, and that's glorious because skip all the traffic and... I don't want to go to places.
Well, it's a zoo.
Thousands of people, and pretty much, I saw a statistic somewhere that there's only about 35% of stuff sold on Black Friday that's actually discounted from normal days.
Really?
So why go out?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I saw, because we live really close to the freeway, and so if I go anywhere, I usually have to go over an overpass. And you can see the traffic on the freeway both directions. And there were... I think 3 days where it was absolute gridlock. Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just, I don't like, why do people want to go out and sit in all that?
I mean, if you think traffic lights are bad, trying to sitting in those delays is even worse.
So we got to come up with a new solution for the shopping thing.
Yeah. Well, I just don't leave the house. You know, it's like, why?
Stay home Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I've got everything I need there. I can
stay home Sunday, maybe.
Yeah.
Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and stay home Sunday.
Okay.
And then just to not get out.
And then Cyber Monday?
Yeah. I'm curious, like, are we going to go back to normal traffic patterns today? Or we'll see.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyways. So.
Well, we are 1 minute away from a break, so we should probably take that. I do want to get to this Travis Kelce tweet story because it really is kind of amusing. And
Let's close this out. Are you a brick and mortar shopper or are you an online? Do you like the Cyber Monday idea? Or
I guess, you know, it's like because I always find that if I go to some place. If I go brick and mortar, they don't have what I want. Like whether it's music or books or whatever, because I always go for the obscure stuff. Or I have, you know, if it's a gifts, it might be something obscure too, and it's just easier to find those things online and wait a couple of days rather than to go to two or three stores to find out that nobody has it and that you're kind of out of luck. Because then
I have anxiety of buying stuff online because I'm just afraid I'm going to somehow get jobbed on it. I'm going to get the wrong product or it won't work. And then I got to figure out how to send it back.
Sending things back is pretty easy. I did that with some printer in cartridges last week.
Yeah. So. I bought a contraption for the dog a couple of weeks ago online and thought it was the perfect one. It shows up and I go through all the instructions and it doesn't work. And then tried a couple other things. I finally called them and said, hey, the thing doesn't work. And said, well, email us a photo of your receipt. And so I do that. And then they want to send me another thing that I got to fill out. And then I send that in and we'll send you a replacement. They sent me a replacement. It was the wrong thing. So I'm out like $60 or something like that in hours that I can't get back. Mm-hmm. And I still don't have a working contraption that I thought I was all excited about. So I think I'm more of a brick and mortar. I want to see it, actually have it. And
I understand.
Know where I can walk in and say, take this back. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work.
And you can throw it at them.
I don't do that, Brian. Okay. I like people.
All right. Drake and Scott back after this. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. We're brought to you by your friend in the solar business, Alex Garnfeld. If you've ever wanted to go solar, now is the time. You can go energy independent and stick it to the power company. Call Alex at 925-791-1776 for a consultation and free quote. Alex is your partner dealer from Solar Energy Partners. He will find a plan to suit your family and save you money. 925-791-1776. Tell them Drake and Scott sent you. So, where did we leave off?
Well, we have yet to mention that we're Ziggy free today.
Oh, my goodness. That's right.
Always his zigginess.
Yeah, Ziggy is off doing some other things.
He had a predetermined appointment or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I said we'd try to go easy on him.
Well, he go easy on him. I forgot he was supposed to be here. So. or I knew, so I didn't think about it. And it's like, okay, yeah, I didn't even think to mention it because I've been so excited about our new sponsor. Yeah. We're actually getting paid for this now, Scott. This is, you know, it's a couple of bucks here and there. It doesn't hurt.
Well, like I said earlier, there's never saw a dollar I didn't like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's go to our Travis Kelce story and his quote-unquote controversial tweets from 2010 and 2011. Under a mixed bag of reactions from Swifties as they went on a mission to unearth his history through his social media. Now, let's just take that for a second, where you got a bunch of, you know, teeny boppers going all the way back through Kelce's Twitter stuff to look to see if he ever said anything bad. Now, is that...
Can we just stop going through people's old Twitter accounts?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but anyway, they did...
You can find something bad anywhere you want to look.
Yes, well, they certainly did, or sort of bad. I mean, it was just... It's just typical dude bro stuff, where he says here, like, as a man, you have something wrong with you if you go for girls that way more than you. This is from a tweet in 2010, while another tweet jokes about... fat people, where he goes, ha ha, when fat people fall, it's like slow motion entertainment, because they never just fall, they always tumble and gradually hit the deck.
Man, you're enjoying this way too much. That's called fat shaming, Brian. My goodness.
Well, tell me he's wrong. I mean, that's...
Hope he never sees me. He'll probably make a joke about me, too.
And then...
Are they the new... Kelce and Swift, are they the new royal couple?
Probably. I think that's a good way to characterize them. Yeah, there's a lot of attention.
For the U.S., for sure.
Yeah. And only for a very small part of the population. It's like, I mean, she's like Elvis Presley. You can't not know who she is. But it's like, is everybody...
How's really that a small part of the population, then?
Well, I'm just saying the Swiftie fans. I mean, it's young girls that listen to her music, and maybe some older ones are the ones that were, you know, stayed with her from the beginning. They'd be older now, but it's like it's a lot of attention catering to a very small audience that wants to know about this. Yet everybody is subjected to it because it is on the mainstream media, and it's I don't know it's. I mean, bless their hearts. It's hard to live under kind of any kind of scrutiny, let alone stuff like this. And
why are people so fascinated with living vicariously through someone else.
Because what they have isn't enough. Their lives aren't enough. They want that one thing, that missing puzzle piece. That's
jealousy.
Jealousy. I don't know if I would go. I mean, jealousy, I always tend to think of as something a little more hostile. Are they
bored?
No, they just, I guess they want the distraction. So yeah, they could be bored. But they're bored because they don't have anything going for them, or at least nothing close to this, you know, in terms of all the money and glamour and yada, 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 the stuff that they think is important that it actually isn't. But I got to read this other tweet.
Oh, no. Here it comes. Bring Ziggy back.
This one's my favorite. Kelsey made comments about quote-unquote ugly women on many occasions, where he says, the Clippers girls got to be the girls that didn't make the Laker girls team because they all ugly.
Ouch. Wow.
So
there's certain things you just don't post or say or think. How about you just not think that in the first
place? I feel like if you want to be a cheerleader, you have to pass a beauty test. There's too many ugly cheerleaders out there, SMH. And then here's one that's relatively benign. It's like, I just gave a squirrel a piece of bread and it straight smashed all of it. I had no idea they ate bread like that.
I'm not even sure where to go with that.
Well, okay. So the
how long ago were these tweets?
When he was in his 20s. So we're going back from 2010 and 2011. And that's
what if we had a rule where when you're under 25, you can't post anything.
That'd be nice.
That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, that would be. But then everybody's screaming free speech and stuff like that. But the reaction of the Swifties is interesting. You would think they'd be screaming for her to break up with him and him to be, you know, fired from the team and canceled and all that. That's not the case. They're all saying that, well, yeah, these are older tweets. That doesn't make it his truth now. He's grown up. This was a long time ago. If we're going to bring up his old tweets, let's celebrate the character development this man has had, said one. And it's like, so now instead of jumping on his neck and condemning him for it, they're like, okay, well, this is what he said before, but he's different now. Let's focus on how he has grown out of this dude bro stage, and now he's, making better choices and behaving in ways that are more appropriate than sending out dude bro cheats about ugly cheerleaders.
Yeah, social media. If you like them, then it's okay, and they can do nothing wrong. It's the polarization of our.
But do they really like him, or are they just looking out for Tay Tay because they don't want her to have another busted relationship?
Yeah, they're trying to protect their own self interest. It's sickening, actually. If you or I said something like that.
Nobody would notice if you or I said something like that.
Yeah, but we'd get canceled.
Sure, if we were high profile.
We'd probably get canceled even for talking about it.
I mean, the stuff I say on Twitter should have gotten us canceled months ago, and nobody notices. Well, it's like, why do I bother?
Yeah. The polarization of our culture is just insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. Like, they just pick a side and that's it.
Yeah.
And speaking of picking sides and tweets and stuff, our boy Conor McGregor.
Yeah. Let's bring that up
next. He tweeted some stuff about the Hamas, you know, Israel.
Not just the Hamas situation, war, but.
And then, I guess the Prime Minister of Ireland came out and said he was all excited and we need to. Our prayers were answered because the one Irish Israeli girl who had been returned in the hostage swap mm-hmm. program during this little 4-day break,
right,
which the world wants to call it a ceasefire, Israel wants to call it
humanitarian pause,
a humanitarian pause. It's like, I want to make sure you know we're still at war.
Mm-hmm.
And the Prime Minister of Ireland says, yeah, well, she was lost and now she's found, and it just it smacks of mm-hmm. ignoring the real conflict or unwilling to call a spade because
yeah,
just want to ruffle feathers on
right.
whatever side he's on. And Conor McGregor went off. And
well, that's not the only thing he went off
on. Called him a coward and all this stuff.
Yeah, we had another thing he talked about where there was the, a foreign-born but still an Irish citizen individual stabbed a couple of kids, and that led to some rioting in Dublin. And McGregor went on Twitter to, I can only paraphrase him here, but he's like, there's people in Ireland that never should have been here to begin with, and we need to, you know, defend ourselves against this sort of thing. And now he's being investigated by the Irish authorities for hate speech. But the...
Oh, you mean the United States isn't the only country that weaponizes its government?
No, this is a regular thing in the left-wing West now. And we're coming up on a break here, but it's... Yeah, what's going on in Ireland, the response was to not just have a protest, but to burn down a bunch of immigration centers. Because when you piss off the Irish, they don't want to talk about it. They want to set off car bombs and shoot you. So, and those are my people. So,
yeah, gosh.
And I didn't think they still had it in them. Not after 1994. But we're up on a break. We'll be back after this and... More Aaron Gobra maneuvers. Right back. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome back. Show's brought to you by your friend in the solar business, Alex Garnfeld. Electricity rates going up like everything else, and it's insane. You can go energy independent and save money by going solar. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a consultation and free quote. Energy costs going up at least 10% a year. In California, we're kind of looking at a 22% increase very soon. That was recently approved. So now's the time to act. Alex is your partner dealer from Solar Energy Partners. Call today, 925-791-1776. Put money back in your pocket and tell Alex that Drake and Scott sent you. So, Scott, we're talking about the shenanigans in Ireland, and I've got an opinion piece from the New York Post here written by Theo McDonald. I don't know who he is, but we should give him credit. So, anyway, things are not terribly good in Ireland right now. They've been letting in a lot of refugees, not just from the Middle East, but from Ukraine and Georgia, etc., and it's leading to a housing shortage, a job shortage, and... Then we have riots this week as hundreds of inner-city residents torch the streets in what the prime minister calls a huge destruction by a riotous mob. Buses, rail carriages, police cars burned alongside an orgy of destruction and looting. Sounds like fun. Rioters even hijacked a bus for reckless joyriding.
Well,
but there was... So you had all that, and then you had the deliberate torching of centers used to house migrants. So, authorities in a panic about migration now, issuing last-minute promises about revoking generous welfare handouts for Ukrainians in particular. And they've got an election looming and a shortage of houses for younger folks. And it's just a mess. It's always a mess in Ireland. It's always been a mess in Ireland. And, you know... They couldn't kick the British all the way out. They could only get to a point where England gave them the Republic and then kept Northern Ireland. And 36 plus 6 equals 1. And one of these days, unlike my grandfather, I will set foot in a united Ireland. But, you know, in the meantime.
You're a little bit Irish, too.
I'm
yeah. So am I.
Very much so. Yeah, God invented booze so the Irish wouldn't conquer the world. And the reason we needed booze to keep the Irish from conquering the world is because when they get pissed off enough, they can actually do that sort of thing. So, but now, are we seeing a tipping point in the mass immigration that's been going on for the last, well, since our endless war in the Middle East started, our so-called war on terror? Because, I mean, in the United States, we haven't seen a lot of problems, but of course, Ireland and then Sweden, Denmark, that areas of Europe where you have no-go zones, where Muslims in particular have established little communities where they don't want outsiders coming in. That's led to an increase in crime, the rape gangs, and just a myriad of issues. In fact, Geert Wilders in Holland is referred to now as the Dutch Donald Trump. He's just been elected to kind of turn things around in Holland because there's...
Really?
Yeah.
He's referred to as what?
The Dutch Donald Trump. Oh, no!
Winner to the king, $500.
I can't believe I said...
Shut up, Ike. Love it.
Oh, so for, twice. Okay. Now, wait a minute.
Twice.
We've gone, this is, what is this? I got the math wrong on our list of episodes. So this is like 29.
This is it, folks. You witnessed it.
So we've been going for a good number of weeks.
We're almost
now.
30 episodes in.
Yeah, and I finally said the name.
Before we even started, before we even did our very first episode, we said, hey, let's do a thing. Let's have some things that are like our thing. And one of them is we will fail to mention the former president's name on the air for fun, see how long we could go. And we made a wager.
Yeah.
The first one to say his name out loud in recording. Woo!
All right, so I said it. So now so that
said
means
it twice.
Yeah. So that means the prohibition is done, right? So because, you know, it's going to come up again and I'm not finished telling the story about Holland. So.
Oh, you just want the right to use his name over and over again.
Okay. No, but when things come up. So yeah, okay. So I lost the bet. I owe you a cigar. I can't believe I walked into that because I'm usually so careful not to.
That was free of me prompting it even. Wow. That was awesome. What a great day. And Ziggy missed it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, our buddy Bryce is going to love that too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because he's been tracking, waiting to see which one of us messes this up.
Okay.
I'm loving it. Wow. I should have let you keep going and see how many times you said it before you figure it out
on
your own.
Yeah. So now I promised that if, I promised it would be a cigar that is a little more expensive than what we usually get. So I will pick that up this coming weekend, and it'll be Saturday as you're listening to this, or whenever you're listening elsewhere.
We're on Spotify now.
Yeah. So anyway, next time we get together to record this, I will have a cigar for you. I promise you'll enjoy it. It'll be a wonderful. It will change your life. That's how
there
good
you
this,
go.
That's how good this cigar is.
Find us on Spotify or Radioslot.com. Right.
Sure.
And then. Email us your thoughts on Brian losing the bet. If you have thoughts on
that. Yeah, we should give out the email address for that.
There you go, Drake and Scott.
Scott
at gmail.com.
Yeah. Have you checked the...
I have. We're...
And nothing?
We're email free today.
Okay. The show's also hosted over at my author website, briandrakebooks.com. You can listen there or email us there too. There's a contact link. And where was I?
And they could suggest, what is our next wager?
Okay, we can do that.
What are we working on next? Because
that will...
I feel a little bit naked now. I had this thing I was trying to make sure I don't say his name. I still haven't said his name, which I feel very proud of.
All right, so Holland has made an election choice, and it was like a 5-point victory, but a victory nonetheless, where they want someone to come in and turn things around over there. So it's... just back to my question, are we seeing a tipping point here in the mass immigration that's been going on? And are the, shall we say, the native populations suddenly concerned that perhaps there's not enough room for everybody?
Well, similar issue to the United States and what's going on in Israel with Hamas and the Palestinians, right?
Sure.
These are all immigration-type issues.
Yeah.
Everybody wants space, but when you infringe on someone else's freedoms or... compromise what they have, you're going to have conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a universal human thing. You know, when you make a deal with somebody and to say we're not going to do something, but then they do it, then you have to buy them a cigar. That's the way it goes. Or you can just riot and start hurting people.
Well, sometimes I think sometimes violence is the answer.
No, Brian.
Yes, it is.
No.
But,
violence it's like is you never can only answer.
You can only talk so much, and if someone's not listening, you need to park a car bomb in front of their house.
Man, you're gonna trying to get us in trouble. You're gonna be grumpy now because you lost the bet.
I'm preparing our next story here, I'm just thinking, oh my gosh,
you know? Instead of violence, you could just walk away. Which is what they're doing in Texas, I believe.
Yeah.
Are we ready to transition to that?
Yeah, let's do that. Where is my...
Top of the page.
Oh, top of the page. Here we are.
There we go.
So, yeah, it's a story that came out last night over at MSN, and it's apparently there is... We've in California, we've had a mass I'm sorry, this is from Business Insider. We've had a lot of folks moving from California to Texas, and just a lot of people moving to Texas in general. From the article, Texas has experienced a surge in popularity during the pandemic that drove home prices up 30%. And meanwhile, the political freedom some sought in the state has encouraged others to leave. Now, the people that are leaving, as they are quoted here in this article, are all the folks that they're concerned about human rights. And by that, they mean abortion and the alphabet stuff. And, you know, they're upset that they can't turn the state blue.
Right.
So, because it's red through and through.
I know where they can. I know where they can move.
Where
there's plenty of room for them.
Where?
California. The liberals can move
well
to California. There's plenty of room. We've had a mass exodus. We've got places open for rent, for sale. They could start a small business here and deal with all the things that we deal with.
All the things that they originally voted for.
I'm just excited that they're voting with their feet and leaving rather than rioting. Okay. To come up with nonviolent activism.
Well, they're just upset that they can't turn.
Shout out to Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, they can't turn the state blue. That's what they went out there for, I think. I think a lot of Democrats and left-leaning folks moved to Texas to try to influence the way that affects elections. Of course, Austin, that one city, is already California. What is it? California East. And a lot of the liberals in Texas love Austin because it's
California just, South.
Is it? It's south.
It's south of here.
Well, no, on the map it's east of California.
It's east and south. You could
so I guess okay. So California southeast.
Now, southeast.
You're California. Right because it kind of goes like that.
There you go.
Okay. Have I told you I hate Texas? I don't care if you could
my
buy.
My list of things you hate is getting so long.
Yeah, I know.
I'm having trouble keeping track of it.
Even as a gun-toting, bomb-throwing right winger, I can't stand Texas. The weather is awful. The bugs are bigger than your fist, and it's like I don't care if I can walk into a donut shop that also sells guns and ammo and buy a machine gun with my apple fritter. It's just not worth it. So home prices going up, property taxes are always higher because that's one thing I noticed too. Everybody says you know they don't have any no tax for this, no tax for that. It's like you're still paying for it somehow. The state's getting its money, so property taxes are higher. Things might cost a buck or two more than average. That what we see here, and it's just so I don't blame people for leaving. I don't want to go there myself, but I just find it odd that you know they went there to try to influence the political outcome of that state, and now they can't do it, so now they're complaining, and they're going to go try to influence the Midwest now.
Well, they might be cashing out if their property values went up 30%.
Okay.
They can go somewhere blue.
Yeah.
And do something that's less expensive and more along their lines of beliefs and preferences.
I suppose.
And they did it nonviolently. Good for them.
That's true. But I just love how the headline says people are leaving Texas. It actually should read liberals are leaving Texas. And that's the end of that. I just find it highly amusing.
Yeah. Well, they're going to spin it and call them people instead of liberals. And we avoid the truth. They can project your agenda.
Very true. So what do we want to do next?
How much time do we have?
We have 2 minutes, and it's probably not enough time to get into anything big. Tell you what, there's a Hollywood purge going on of actors who support Palestine. They apparently forget who runs things in Hollywood. But we have Susan Sarandon's been dropped by her talent agency, and another actress I haven't heard of because she's a young person. I don't know any of the young actors. Melissa Barrera, she's been dropped from Scream 7. Who is the girl who played Wednesday that all the guys are hot for? Jenna Ortega. She's another one. She dropped out of Scream 7 because Melissa Barrera got fired. And so it's like these actors who are supporting Hamas and supporting Palestine, they are suddenly suffering these consequences of losing jobs and losing their representation. And they're all saying it's like we're not anti-Semitic. we just don't like genocide. And so there is like, why are we losing our jobs? Because we're speaking out against what Israel's doing. Yet, you know, nobody seems to.
Well, they failed to speak out about what Hamas did when it comes to genocide.
Yeah.
Hamas is still claiming that their goal is eventually to wipe Israel off the map.
And supporting Palestine seems to support what they want. So
it's the fullest version of genocide.
Yeah, right.
And they've never changed their agenda. You know, three of the top wealthiest people in the world are Hamas leaders, mm-hmm. and they're not even in Palestine.
Right. So when these actors speak out and support it, I mean, it's hard not to it's hard not to make it sound like they're actually endorsing what's going on. So yeah, there is a backlash. You know, free speech has consequences, and they really, I don't know, I'm not crying for them. I mean, Susan Sarandon in particular, she's always been a left-wing loon, and it's, you know, it's like, wah, wah. Oh, hang on, I think I got a wah, wah. There we go. And
Well, I mean,
yeah. Congratulations.
I've said this many times. Where's Dad?
Yeah.
You know, free speech is free speech. But just because you can say something, that doesn't mean everybody's going to agree with you.
Right.
And it doesn't mean there won't be consequences. There's exactly. Some people who will not want to do business with you, mm-hmm. especially if they think that you are taking money out of their pockets mm-hmm. because you're sullying their brand or what they're trying to accomplish. You're putting them at odds with their base of their target audiences and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's the same complaint I've had with professional athletes for as long as I could put a couple intelligent thoughts together. Mm-hmm. Just because you can throw a ball or run fast or something like that, being good at one thing doesn't necessarily mean you're good at another thing. Smart and talent in one area might mean you need to stick to that area.
That's a good idea.
Which I'm not sure that applies to me here.
Okay. So
let's go to break.
Okay. Back in 1 minute. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com, our final segment, what we like to call our post-game wrap-up. But we got some business to do first. If you've ever wanted a friend in the solar business, now you have one. You have the chance to go energy independent and stick it to the power company by going solar. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a consultation and free quote. Alex is your partner dealer from Solar Energy Partners. He'll find a plan to suit your family and save you money. 925-791-1776. Tell him Drake and Scott sent you. Scott, what's on your mind for our post-game wrap-up?
I got a three-part post-game wrap-up brought to you by FUN.
Okay.
The great little three-letter word, fun. Let's get back to fun.
Okay. We got 4 minutes, so all the fun you want in four minutes.
First way to get back to fun is stay away from Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines. Okay. We flew them again. I told you I was going to try to avoid them, and, you know, I haven't learned my lesson. It's just like driving here today. I went back to my original route, and I got burned for it. I did that with our latest trip, and once again, the flight was delayed to go there, and we had complications, and I get in my seat, and there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. They provide no plugs, no thing, no nothing. They said that you could watch a movie, free movies, if you go through their little step process, mm-hmm. which my wife went through the whole process, sitting right next to me. And she watches for 15 minutes, and then it glitches. And then she's handing me the phone, like, what's going on here? And we try to figure it out. And we get her signed back in. She's got to find her spot in the movie and start over again. This is a five-hour flight. It happened so many times that she didn't finish her two-hour movie in a five-hour flight. We landed, and she had 5 minutes left in the movie and couldn't watch it. And it's just mm-hmm. super frustrating. On the other hand, I decided I wanted to get some work done. So I paid for the internet. Right. The $8 for the internet.
Right.
Which was not fun. And I signed up for the free text messaging. I couldn't get the internet to work on my laptop. I finally got frustrated and closed the laptop and said, whatever, I'm going to do something else. And I got a couple text messages. But then when we landed and I turned off airplane mode, all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up with all these text messages that I didn't get in the last 5 hours having signed up for free text messaging.
Right.
Okay.
Which costs
you. So this is called Rants with Scott.
Okay.
Okay. The third T stands for rants. Okay. Just capitalize the T at the end of rants. That's just driving me nuts. And some of those texts were from you.
Yeah.
Right. And then it's like, well, do I answer? It was just like 4 hours ago. Well, why is my phone all of a sudden giving me all these text messages? So you signed up for stuff that doesn't work and they don't provide anything else. And it just, it drove me nuts. Mm-hmm. So we got to where we went. There were several other families there, and we're having this conversation, and I find out nobody else flew Southwest Airlines. They flew United, they flew Alaska, and they were all talking about what a great experience it was. Flights were on times, they had plugs for their power and their things, and they could watch all this stuff and order food, which you can't get food on Southwest Airlines. Right. You can get stale crackers or whatever. It just, anyways, so number one, if you want to have fun, avoid them. Okay. Number two... Number two is this, and this I don't I'm scared to share this because I might be giving up a little bit of my man card or whatever. Okay. You know the latest Marvel, Captain Marvel movie.
Yes.
Right? There was the first one that I went to and I fell asleep in it, and then the second one just came out and everybody's bashing on it. It lost a bunch of money. And it's the worst Marvel movie ever. I have no way to comment on that because I didn't go see it. Right.
Right.
But Brie Larson is the star.
Yes.
She has a series on it's Apple TV. Mm-hmm. It's called Lessons in Chemistry. And my wife and I and some of the others in the family started watching it. It's pretty good.
Oh.
I actually really, really like it. So I have a little shout out to Brie Larson.
Okay.
Apple TV and Lessons in Chemistry. Go watch that. And then number three, for fun.
Okay.
I'm having a victory cigar, baby. I got a victory cigar coming. I'm calling Bryce. I'm going to get Ziggy, Dougie, Smalls. I'm going to get everybody. We're going to have this thing together. And my
no, I'm just buying you one. I'm not buying for the crew.
They can get their own.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to celebrate together. And it made me think, you know what? Let's have fun. If you're out there and you're listening, find a friend. Come up with a little wager about something not too important that's not too costly. And just have a little fun. Because I'm having a blast.
Okay. That's a great idea.
At your expense.
Well, I'm enjoying this too. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Drake and Scott, we will be back next week. And see you then.